want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Joining Dave and Annie is Captain Kelly Sweeney, and we're talking about the latest of the Gulf. Kelly, let me come back to you and put a wrap on that last question that Annie raised before the top of the hour. Does anyone, do you think, have any estimates in the mainstream about what the effect would be on the state of Florida and its regional partners if any of these nuclear power plants went down because of the oil contamination?
Well, there's a consortium of power companies in the Gulf area and in Florida that supposedly addressed this when the oil spill came up. The most that they say they're doing right now is that they have boom available and they're monitoring it. That's from my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they're prepared or not, they're not going to say, because you know they're going to wait and see how the oil impacts them. But if it continues, and you know this thing is no means done. I mean, even though this cap appears to be holding right now, as we talked about earlier, I mean it's not a slam dunk that it's stopping it, and you know there's no guarantee that the relief well is going to work. I mean, there was a huge spill in the late 70s, early 80s down in Mexico, the Gulf of Campeche. And it was very similar in many ways to the Deepwater Horizon. And it took 6 relief wells to finally get that thing under control. So there's
how many
guarantee.
Are being constructed right now? Just
right
two.
Now there's two.
Two, yes.
They're coming in from either side. About a half mile on either side of the well site. So the first one is... that was started on May 2nd is relatively close. The second one that was started May 16th is further away. But if those two don't work, then at that point, they really haven't stated what their plan is going to be. If these two relief wells don't work, and as I said, in the big spill in Mexico in the late 70s, early 80s, it went on for months. It took 6 relief wells to finally get that thing stopped.
What about all the other oil that's coming out? You know, Matt Simmons is reporting, that there's like 1,000 feet or more, from the pipe, from the wellhead, that there's 100,000 barrels of oil coming out every day that's being fed. What about the other cracks, the other things that are going on with the floor, the seabed there?
Well, there have been a lot of rumors about that.
Yeah,
and I've heard the rumors, and they've come through my sources in the maritime industry, people on the scene, but nobody's been able to verify it, or if they have verified it, they aren't willing to come out and say it, and so officially, nobody knows for sure. The only thing we can say is that there are wells in the Gulf of Mexico in other areas that have been leaking and are not contained either. But as far as fissures in the floor, in the sea floor near the well, there's been a lot of rumors, Annie, but nobody has been able to verify it.
Well, there's one thing we can go to that's not a rumor, and that's if you want to know about future events, look at history as a guide. I've read several articles that talked about the fate of a lot of the Exxon Valdez workers who are no longer with us for health causes related to the cleanup. And you and I had a conversation off the air where I think you told me, 1,500 cleanup workers by BP are ill due to the cleanup situation.
And that's just what BP admits to.
Exactly, and you know they're going to underscore that or underestimate that. Well, what does that mean when these ecological effects take hold on land? I mean, if you've got cleanup workers getting sick, won't you pretty soon have citizens getting sick?
Well, it's going to affect, there's desalination plants down there that use Gulf water to make fresh water.
Kelly, I'm going to have to hold it right there because bad timing on the question, but we'll come right back to this question after a word from our sponsor. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you
heard the big news. The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back. Join Anning and I is Captain Kelly Sweeney. And Captain, as we went to the break, you were talking about the oil coming ashore could have a definitive effect on desalinization plants with regard to drinking water.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. There are desalination plants down in the Gulf, and they're very concerned about the tainted water. As a mariner, I'm very concerned because the vessels that work the oil spill cleanup or that are transiting through cargo vessels, you know, from the Gulf, going through the Gulf, you know, into ports along there, Mobile, Alabama, or New Orleans, or Houston, or wherever, they use water, seawater, and convert it on board into fresh water by various means. And there's no guarantee at all that the Corexit and the toxic substances that are just naturally inherent in the crude oil will be filtered out and cleaned out during that process. Matter of fact, it was publicized in maritime circles, but not in the mainstream, that there was a big concern on the drilling rigs offshore that they were supposed to be getting fresh water delivered to them for the crew to drink, you know, while they were working. And BP and Transocean were slow in getting it there or not getting it there at all. And they were having to make water using the tainted seawater, and the crew was drinking it on board. And finally, with the threat of the Coast Guard inspection, the assistant to Admiral Allen set it up that they were going to go out and inspect the rig and check the water systems. And then mysteriously, right after that, fresh water appeared for all the vessels, and then they avoided that problem. But anyway, I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about the oil spill cleanup workers themselves. There are a lot of people who are professionals. I mean, when I worked on the Louisiana Responder and the other response vessels in those spills, we had to undergo training. We had masks. We had personal protective equipment. We had hydrogen sulfide monitors when the concentration of H2S in the air, which will kill you in a matter of minutes, when it got too high. We were laid out professionally to take care of that spill. But BP has hired thousands of people to do skimming operations, shrimpers who've lost their livelihood, fishermen, people with available boats. And there's no guarantee they're getting the training and the equipment that they need to protect themselves. Corexit has a toxicity.
Yeah, just for a second, Kelly, let's tell everyone what Corexit is.
Oh, Corexit is the dispersant that is being used by British Petroleum in the Gulf. 2 million gallons of it have been released into the Gulf of Mexico. It is, what it does, it basically breaks up the oil and disperses it. That's why they call it a dispersant. And people have probably heard a lot about the dispersants being used. And crude oil itself, of course, has benzene. Hydrogen sulfide has a lot of toxic chemicals in it, toluene. They're just naturally inherent. And these people are cleaning up this oil, skimming and dealing with it, and there's no guarantee that they're being taken care of. Corexit itself, this dispersant, has toxicity to humans in various ways, and it has hydrocarbons, light distillates. It has sulfur, sulfionic acids, petroleum acid, has propylene glycol in it. You know, it's toxic in its own right. So I'm very concerned about it. And BP, as you mentioned at the first part of this segment, BP has admitted to 1,500 of the oil spill cleanup workers becoming ill due to the cleanup. Many of us in the industry feel that number is going to go far higher.
And they're getting, from what I understand, internal bleeding, and they have to go to a BP doctor.
Yes, that's true. One of the symptoms that has been reported is internal bleeding, and this is very disconcerting. And like I said, 1,500 is just what they're admitting to. Mm-hmm. So who knows how many are really becoming ill.
Well, as I alluded to, I mean, there's lots of studies on these Exxon Valdez workers, and they're not very favorable in terms of predicting the longevity of people who work on an oil spill of this magnitude.
Oh yeah, that's exactly right. The I got right after this spill started, I was contacted by a number of people who were involved in the Exxon Valdez spill, and they badmouthed Corexit and using it right from day one. And there's other reasons that dispersants are bad. I mean, not only does it kill shellfish and sea life, which is horrendous in its own right, but it causes the oil when they put it down below the surface at the site of the spill, and they were doing that for weeks. That oil doesn't rise to the surface. It caused a lot of the oil to stay in the water column, which was good for PR because it was oil that didn't go up to the surface where the cameras could see it and it could be tracked. But now that oil is staying in the water column, and they're not necessarily sure they know where it's going. I have contacts on oceanographic ships down in the area, and scientists have been conducting surveys trying to figure out, with testing the water for hydrocarbons, where this oil is moving down below. And it does move. It doesn't just sit. And you have the loop current that's been mentioned in the news. The loop current pulls that anything, it goes probably about maybe 40 miles a day. But ultimately, the loop current joins up into the Gulf Stream. And right now, they've already verified there's an oil sheen off the coast of Cuba, The only way that oil sheen got over there, in my opinion, is the Gulf Stream. And if it's moving in the Gulf Stream on the surface, there's a good chance that it's moving below the surface as well. And that's another bad thing about these dispersants.
So this is almost like the tip of an iceberg. Am I reading this right? Maybe like we're to pick a number out of the air. 10% of the oil that's been spilled is actually visible on the surface. But like an iceberg, the bulk of it's underground or under the water.
Well, I don't think they, and that's the problem with it, David. They don't really know.
Uh-huh.
Because the water never got to the, they didn't have an idea for sure on how much was being spilled. There's no way they could quantitatively measure it, number one. Number two, they don't know how much oil the dispersant kept below the surface. So they really don't know. But they do know that there are plumes below the surface of the water. And you know Tony Hayward badmouthed it, you know, at first he's, oh, that's, the oil rises. And then it got to the point where everybody was saying, no, that's not right. And finally, even our government, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, sent a vessel out and did a survey, and even they had to admit that there were plumes that were miles long. In some cases, some people feel 10 to 15 miles long and miles deep under the surface of the water that have oil. And so, and these are moving. You know, they're moving with the currents. And now we have hurricane season. And, you know, you were talking at the beginning about the concern for the oil and the dispersants on the general population. If there's a storm surge, and with Katrina there was a 25-foot storm surge, that pushes that water, that tainted water with dispersant and crude oil mixed in with it, far inland, then who knows how it's going to impact it.
I mean, there's been reports. Kelly, do you think it could aerosolize and be toxic upon breathing it?
Well, you're not supposed to breathe dispersant or crude oil. I mean, crude oil has H2S in it and other toxic vapors. I don't know if the concentration would be enough that it would be a problem, but it certainly could taint fresh water. And people's sources of fresh water, rivers, I mean, who knows how far it would push up into the rivers. And there have been reports that Lake Pontchartrain has had oil in it. And I haven't been able to verify that, but there have been reports. So, I mean, this is a disconcerting situation to think about, that these people who live so very close to the Gulf Coast, if there was something that could push that oil and dispersant laden water far inland, I mean, who knows how many water supplies would be tainted by that?
Do you remember?
They might have to evacuate people.
Do you remember the red tide from the 80s and 90s?
Oh, it still goes on down there.
Yes, exactly. And the cause of that was the mixing of the industrial pollutants with the sea life created these dinoflagellants, which were basically an evolutionary species, which was toxic to humans it came in contact with, and some of it came inland in the tributaries. Do you think, and I'm using this as a prelude to a question, do you think that this toxic oil spill on the bottom is actually going to cause an ecological evolutionary change that could be dangerous to humans in ways that we can't even predict?
I don't even think they know. I mean, I'm not a scientist, a biologist, but I will say this, Dave, they don't know. And this is something that, you know, that is, I'm very concerned about, because we're talking about generations down the road here. I mean, they do know that the oil-eating microbes in the Gulf are going crazy, obviously, with the oil in there. And that has a bad chain reaction as it is, because the more those microbes gobble up the oil, the more oxygen they use. And then it's not too much longer before the fish and the other beings that live in the sea don't have enough oxygen to breathe. So that's why the fish die. One reason why the fish die, they run out of oxygen. And they're already verifying that.
And so the plankton is next, and that's part of our cycle of life.
Well, that's wrong. I mean, you know, yes, right. I mean, everything is all related, right? And so, yes, I'm really concerned, and there are many others in the maritime industry and the oceanographic scientific community very concerned.
Well, we got to hold it right there. We're going to open it up for your phone calls after a word from these sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is a way to be a part of the show, and we'll open up the lines for your calls. And you can also email your question in to thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. In fact, Captain Sweeney, when we were at the break, I did get an email from somebody, and this is going to be typical because people are wondering this out loud. Heck, I've even asked you the same question. Does Captain Sweeney see the original cause of this with any suspicion that it could be a false flag operation? That was from Chris from Maryland.
In what way? A false flag? In what way?
Yeah, I think what they're saying there is, was this deliberate sabotage in some fashion designed to meet an end, say like Obama gets his cap and trade passed?
I don't see that, no.
Okay.
I don't see that because, at least for the people that I know, there, I don't see that.
Yeah,
what I do see,
yeah. Go ahead.
What I do see is a chain reaction that occurred, and a number of failings that created this. As you know, actually, what's going to be coming down this coming week, Dave, is the hearings, the Joint Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, U.S. Coast Guard hearings down in Louisiana are going to resume. And there are two people of interest, the offshore installation manager and the license master. And they're going to be doing a lot of investigating and a lot of questioning over what happened the night of April 20th that started this whole thing. And my opinion is that it's going to come out that there was a lack of oversight, a confusion due to this dual chain of command, and there were precious minutes. And, of course, at this point, nobody will know for sure, but I think there were precious minutes that were lost when the captain could have activated an emergency disconnect switch and did not, and waited instead for the offshore installation manager to make the call. And during that time, the fires raged, the explosions happened, and then after that, when he finally got the approval that he didn't really need, because he should have been in charge, but there was by the time they activated the switch, it was too late, and the disaster had begun. Now, there's one thing that, and we haven't talked about this, but I'd like to mention it to all the listeners, because I really hope that they get on their representatives and have them pass this bill, H.R. 5629, the Oil Spill Accountability and Environmental Protection Act of 2010. That would require that only U.S.-flagged, U.S.-drilled, U.S.-crewed drilling rigs would work in our territorial waters. It would subject these rigs to Coast Guard inspections and would eliminate that dual command, and it would eliminate this, which I'm very concerned about as a not only as a mariner but as a taxpayer, that there is right now a liability cap that is inherent with the oil spill cleanup. This bill would eliminate that cap, or at least increase it to for an offshore facility to at least $1.5 billion, subject to review every 3 years. There's a good possibility, and I don't hear the mainstream media talking too much about this, because BP has said, oh, we'll take care of it. Yeah, okay. But there's a good possibility that the taxpayers could end up footing a large part of this bill if BP takes advantage of a loophole that allows the cap in liability. Transocean has already played that game. They made a claim that their liability was only the value of the drilling rig. And so BP has already gone out and said, no, Transocean should be involved in this as well. And Transocean came back utilizing the loophole, saying, oh, well, it's only the value of the rig that we're liable for, which is only a matter of millions, and right now what is a multi-billion-dollar cleanup and no end in sight. So they're already playing this game.
What's the relationship between Transocean and BP?
Transocean owned the drilling rig. And what they do is they lease it out, their drilling rigs that they own, to different oil companies. In this case, British Petroleum. There's other oil companies they lease their rigs out to as well. But they're basically an operator of drilling rigs. And they used to be headquartered in Houston up until almost 2000. Then they went to the Cayman Islands, did that play that tax game thing. And then they went to Switzerland. And, you know, they're being investigated right now for tax evasion, not only in the United States, but in Norway, because they have a lot of drilling over the North Sea and Norwegian waters. Norway's on them, too, for tax evasion. They've had questionable dealings with individuals, and this was reported in a big article in the New York Times a few weeks ago, and then it disappeared off the face of the earth.
Wait a minute. You're saying it was in the Times, probably on their website, and now you can't locate the article?
Oh, I can locate it, but there were people that were talking about it, then all of a sudden they stopped talking about it.
I understand. And what are these associations that you're talking
about?
They
had dealings over in Myanmar, which used to be Burma, with two government thugs, and we have UN and U.S. sanctions against this oppressive regime in Myanmar.
Let's hold it right there, because we're up against the break, and I want to hit some of these association of this company that owns the oil rig that BP leased, because it's a lot. Let's put it this way: people that they work with are not our friends. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Captain Sweeney on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Our special guest joining Annie and I tonight is Captain Kelly Sweeney. And, Captain, as we went into the break, you had established the fact that the company owning the oil rig, Transocean, has a questionable economic past with regard to tax evasion. And they also have some ties to known terrorist states, too, don't they?
They've been doing business in Myanmar with the drilling operations over there with two men who were identified as working for the government, this oppressive government. I mean, they have a Nobel Peace Prize winner in Myanmar in jail, this government. And these two guys worked for the, and had dealings with this government and were basically thugs for them. And also Transocean, and they've admitted this. They use different forwarders to ship parts, for their rigs. They've admitted to using their connections to get equipment for their rigs with people in Syria and in Iran. And if people want to talk about conspiracy, we can go there, and that's suspect to me. Mm-hmm. And there's another thing that's real suspect to me, Dave, and this is directly as a mariner. On board all the mobile offshore drilling units and on board vessels these days is a black box. Okay, it's called a voyage data recorder. And the voyage data recorder records everything basically for the previous 12 hours from the time that, that you pick the thing up. And in the case of the Deepwater Horizon, the voyage data recorder was on the bridge. And what that would record would be all the alarms, the course and speed of the vessel if it were moving, or in this case, like, you know, the conditions, the position. It was held in place by what's called dynamic positioning, and propellers were holding it in place. It's a GPS-based system. It would record all that. It would record voice communications on the bridge, what people were saying. And the president of Transocean went in front of the Senate and said, "We're sorry, but essentially the last 7 hours of data, not from the voyage they recorded, but from the log books were missing on this rig," because they were asking that for the investigation. Transocean said, "Well, the log books are missing, and there's basically no record of what happened in the previous 7 hours before the explosions that began this whole disaster occurred." And by international law, one of the regulations of the safety of life at sea is that a voyage data recorder, and this is worldwide, in the event of any kind of disaster that requires the evacuation of the vessel, the voyage data recorder the information on there is supposed to be retained. It's very easy to take. It's not like, you know, it has to be some major thing. You know, you unhook the thing, you take it down with you on the, you know, when you evacuate, you know, into the lifeboats and, you know, get off the vessel, in this case, the rig. They have not said anything about where that VDR is.
Well, to me, that speaks to two things. One, it could be a simple cover-up of gross negligence and incompetence, and they're trying to protect themselves in future court actions.
Yes.
That's the best-case scenario as I see it. But if you also look at Transocean's affiliations with Syria, Iran, Andy and I have talked a lot about this on the show, and I know it's probably outside your purview and interest, but we know that these particular groups, also involving Venezuela and Citgo, with some American politicians and American business interests, have been going against the old line oil industries. And if Transocean is lining up with one side of this group, it makes perfect sense to me on why conspiracy theories are going to begin to come out. And if you look at the fact that a black box is missing, I mean, look at 9/11, Kelly, and the conspiracy theories out of there. Not one black box recovered in four planes that crashed. And look at the conspiracy theories that have stemmed from that. I mean, what is the Senate thinking by letting these people get away with this?
Well, that's the whole thing. Because the vessel was registered in the Marshall Islands, it's up to them to do it.
Okay.
And the Marshall Islands is nothing but a scam. It's the Marshall Islands registry. The Marshall Islands are like Saipan, these small group of islands over in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, far over in the east part of the Pacific Ocean, west part of the Pacific Ocean. And the only reason they register, the Marshall Islands registry exists, is for tax reasons and to avoid our more stringent requirements. That's the only reason that exists.
Safety requirements.
Safety requirements. And tax evasion. And it's and the Marshall Islands, it's up to them to do it, because they're the administration that they the Deepwater Horizon, what they call the administration. In our case, it would be the U.S. Coast Guard, and in their case, the Deepwater Horizon Registry. It's their obligation to go in there, and they haven't done that. So Transocean, the president of Transocean, came and said, "Our logbooks are missing. We don't know where our logbooks are. The voyage data recorder, nobody said a word about." And then he had the testimony in front of the Senate that said, "We're sorry, there's 7 hours of what went on essentially on the rig before this disaster occurred, our rig started, that are missing." And to me, you know, I'm incredulous over that. You know, and the fact that nobody is asking about it, like, where is the black box? You know, you and I talked a little bit about that when I was on 3 weeks ago, and we've discussed it personally. Where is the voyage data recorder? Where are those logbooks?
This is going to be 9/11 all over again.
I mean, it is unbelievable that these are not accessible. They're not there. And you're right. Why are they not there? Because, in my opinion, it's going to put them in a bad light. There's no question about it. How much of a bad light? Who knows? But it could be the cabinet saying, well, in testimony, it came out that when somebody on the lower part of the floor came up and said, we need to hit the emergency disconnect and shut everything off, the captain said, and he admitted to it because he was cornered. He admitted saying, we're not going to shut down. You know, well, all of that would have been on the Voyage Data Recorder. That records all the voice transmissions on there. You would have heard people on the radio, hey, there's things blowing up. You would have heard the gal who put a mayday out to the entire Gulf of Mexico and the captain reprimanding her for it. I didn't tell you to do that. You know, I mean, you would have heard all of that. And you know what? The Voyage Data Recorder is not there. There, it's not accounted for. It's missing. Now, hey, maybe Transocean has it and they're not coughing it up. But how come nobody's asking those questions? That's what I want to know.
Well, Captain, we have you on because you're the expert. This is not common practice. Am I correct?
Yes. It's international regulations basically come out and say, in the event of an emergency, the information on the Voyage Data Recorder has to be a good faith effort, and all efforts to recover and retain that data need to be made. And you know, they haven't done it. Nobody's been asking about it. You know what the captain did with it when he left the bridge. Who knows? Nobody's saying. You know, maybe he's not saying anything because it's going to make him look bad or make other people look bad. Who
could
knows?
Could be to cover negligence and liability, but you know as well as I do that people are going to run with this and say there's more to this than negligence and liability.
Hey, well, even if it's negligence and liability, 11 men lost their lives.
Exactly, exactly. You couldn't be more correct. We've got a caller on the line from Chicago. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind? You're on the air with Captain Sweeney.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Captain Sweeney.
Ahoy, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I want to thank you both so much for talking about this subject. It's so important.
Thank you for calling.
I want to really just say that it's so clear to me. If you look at the work of Lieutenant Eric Schein, who's a host on Republic Broadcasting, he's done a lot of work to trace the linkages between the royal monarchies of Holland and England. As prime stockholders of the British Petroleum Company, BP, there's so much evidence that this is part of that plan to literally just destroy the United States. There's no doubt about it. I would urge you guys and Captain Sweeney yourself from the bottom of my heart to look very carefully before you repeat any more of the comments that this is probably Syria or some brown-skinned Muslim country. All of these conspiracies lead to the Lord Mayor of London, and that square mile in the London Central District, the Rothschilds, the Council on Foreign Relations, there's just so much evidence. If you go to YouTube and type in, Gulf sabotage, forced evacuation, this is a massive land grab, and martial law is coming. And the RBN host, Jack McLam, has been telling us that for weeks now, this is coming.
Yeah, let me jump in real quick before we turn it over.
I'm pointing at Iran because they're trying to get us into World War III and a clash of civilizations.
Okay, Jeff, hold just a second there because I want to respond to that too and then bring Captain Sweeney in for a comment. But Captain Sweeney, you'd raised the point earlier, and Jeff is kind of echoing this through the side door, that you're incredulous is why the mainstream media is not reporting more of this and raising these kind of questions that we're raising on the show tonight. And I can tell you why. If you look at the principals who are behind BP and Exxon and their interlocking boards of directorate and how they link into the American media and their interlocking boards of directorate, that's why you're not seeing a full media investigation that's worth its salt.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, you are the political expert, and you know what you're talking about, and you are insightful about your analysis. I have to admit that I'm a nuts and bolts guy. You know, as a mariner, I mean, I'm trained to observe, make my comments on a professional level. But I tell you what, it's disconcerting all the way around. I mean, and it's public knowledge that Transocean is under investigation for avoiding paying taxes to our country. It's public knowledge.
And they operate, in effect, as a subsidiary of BP. So BP is ultimately responsible because, Captain, if you go out and hire a shipmate and he goes out and does something wrong, people aren't going to want to use your service again. And there could even be some linkage back to you with liability. Well, if you look at this situation, that same relationship exists. And to me, If you want to know why the American media is not involved, because the American media and the oil conglomerates are basically one and the same. And that's not me saying that, Captain Sweeney. That's a lot of journalistic experts around the country who are the deans of journalism school, like at Cal Berkeley, University of Indiana. All these guys have come out and said the media is in too small a hands because our media is owned by six major corporations. Jeff, thanks for the call. We need
to
move along.
That was a good comment.
That was a great call, very insightful. Let's go to Lark in Texas. Hi, Lark. What's on your mind?
Ahoy, Lark. Hey, guys. Dave, Annie. I, too, have some suspicions per the previous caller's comments. I have always thought from the beginning this was sabotage, and I've been doing quite a bit of research, and I believe that there is an important link that can be found on the Internet, and that would be the 1940 Congressional Record. And the reason I say that is because I think what we have here is indeed a land grab. I also think it has much to do with American sovereignty, which it, for all intents and purposes, has been done away with.
Well, let me ask you, how is this oil spill interfering in American sovereignty other than the fact that maybe 10 million, 5 million Americans might have to be moved?
Well, all I'm suggesting is that there is an important link there because... I would take up too much time to try to establish all that linkage, but the bottom line is this. The United States of America is going to be subsumed into a regional group. And little by little, inch by inch, step by step, the United States of America is being done away with. And I think the two principal culprits are, frankly, Great Britain, particularly the City of London and the Crown, and their confederates, which are the two major proxies for the London, the City of London, and that would be the British Commonwealth of Nations, and which includes, two, in my opinion, also the United Nations in New York City as well as Israel.
Okay.
And these principal actors are working in collaboration.
Let me have you hold it right there, okay? Because you're making some really good points, but I think there are points to be made on another interview. What I brought Captain Sweeney on to do tonight was to basically talk about and use his expertise on how this oil spill is a lot worse than what people are telling. But I think you're taking this to a level that he's not looking at this point, but certainly in future shows we might take a look at on this show.
One thing, too, that's very interesting to me, a lot of people don't realize, Dave, British Petroleum owns almost half the oil up on the North Slope. I mean, the Alaskan oil is 49% owned by British Petroleum. British Petroleum charters a number of U.S. flag oil tankers that run on the West Coast and haul that oil.
Wow.
And so, I mean, hey, it's not only the presence in the Gulf. And, you know, we were talking about how the rig and paying the basically what would be considered rent. I mean, it's not rent. It's your, it's, you know, to charter the vessel for the Deepwater Horizon. You know, that runs around $225,000, $250,000 a day to rent a rig like that, an exploratory rig. You know, the company, British Petroleum, was allowed to write 70% of that cost off.
Yes.
And, you know, to me, Transocean, the fact that they register their vessels overseas, they don't, adhere to U.S. Requirements as far as drilling and operating those vessels, you know, to me is unacceptable in the first place. If anybody finds out and can make the connection that this thing was beyond, I mean, negligence is bad enough. I mean, it killed 11 men. It caused the worst marine oil spill in the history of the United States. It's destroyed thousands of lives, livelihoods. It's killed sea life. It's going to impact us for generations. And that's just what would be the negligence and the oversight and lack of oversight. If I tell you what, if people find out that it's beyond there, and you're, I tell you, shows like yours, David, who are, you're a hard-hitting guy, and you have a good mind. I mean, if it if people find out that it's beyond that, I tell you what, man, it's going to be bad news. Well, is this bad news as it is anyway?
Kelly, I want to squeeze in another call here, but when you said North Shore and BP, all the casino lights in Annie's house just went off in mine too, and I'll have to send you an email explanation to that because that's another show for another time.
North Slope, yeah, up in the North Slope.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that has more meaning than I think anyone that's listening right now knows, and Annie and I are preparing to unveil something along those lines as well. Lynn in Washington, we got just a second. In fact, Lynn, I'm going to hold you over, and we'll give you just a minute when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Captain Sweeney, along with my host, Annie DeRice, so as we put a wrap on this great interview.
Well, I woke up this morning, stumbled out of my rack. I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I want to thank everybody who's listening us on our live stream at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And if you're ever away from your favorite radio station, that's how you catch us. And don't forget, we got those bumper stickers available, and you can get a free copy of Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism. So please call in at 1-800-724-2719 to get yours. Lynn, I can give you about 30 seconds.
That's all the longer I will take, and I'll take my answer off the air. I really appreciate the different points of view and all of your valuable information, Captain Sweeney. My question to you would be, given that you, what you believe, Why do you believe that there was such a flurry of VP stock selling weeks prior to the event? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Thanks for the call, Lynn.
Well, I heard that, and I read about that. And, all I can say is it certainly is strange timing.
Yeah.
When I saw that, and, you know, it just seems like at every turn, the when Tony Hayward, the CEO, at every turn was doing something or saying something that was just really foolish.
Insane, almost. The wall.
Yeah, going on a boating race, you know, basically like, you know, the equivalent of fiddling while Rome burns, and the comment about all the little people and, you know, that came out. I mean, it's like, you know, the idea that the people were getting ill from the dispersants, and he said, no, it was the bad food. It's like, what?
I know. Just all those string of coincidences in quotes. Captain Sweeney, I want to give you time to talk about your book and promote your website. So tell the listening audience how they can become more familiar with your work.
Well, I tell you, Dave, first of all, I want to thank you and Annie for having me on. As always, I enjoy our on-air conversations.
The pleasure is all ours. It's always great that we can have a guest of your quality to come on our show.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I call like I see it. I mean, I've been a mariner a long time, and I've been in the industry a lot, and I know what's going on. And, I call like I see it. I'm a straight shooter, and this is a terrible situation, and I very much appreciate the opportunity for being on and to talk to the listeners and talk to you and Annie about what's happening.
Thank you, Captain. I just want to give you a quick note here. They just came across on the Fox ticker that there is seepage at the new cap. So they're wondering if there's a problem.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Captain Sweeney, your website address, the name of your book?
First of all, if people want to get the book, I wrote a book, From the Bridge. It's from my own experience. If people can get it at Amazon.com.
Yep.
And as you know, it tells the way it really is out there.
It's a fun read. It's like a novel.
I appreciate that, but it's real.
Yes, but it reads like a novel.
I appreciate that. And, it talks about, you know, what's really happening out there. And people can see a picture of these two armed guards who repelled pirate attack that I was on
Captain Sweeney, we got to go right to your website because we're just about out of time.
Okay. And then if people want to contact me, maritimeheadhunters.com.
Maritimeheadhunters.com.
There's a register with us today link there. It's a business I operate with my wife. Hook people up with maritime jobs. People can click on that, fill out the contact info, and that bounces right to my email, and I'll respond to everybody as always.
Okay, well, my friend, this won't be the last time we have you on as an expert on the Gulf. Thanks so much for being gracious with your time and appearing on the Common Sense Show.
Dave, thank you, and I wish you and all the listeners smooth sailing till we talk again.
Okay, good night, Captain.
Thank you.
And thanks again to our first half-hour guest, Roger Brown, and to all you callers. Wish I could give you more time. Next week, John Virapan talking to us from Germany. He's a EU and pharmaceutical insider, and he's going to tell you how the pharmaceuticals keep you sick to make profits. Go out and have a great week, everybody, and God bless.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the